Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Sister Hagen. So why not call a friend and call a neighbor and get ready to enjoy the broadcast with us. In the meantime, let's just visit the prayer cell we haven't visited in a while. Let's just go and see what everybody's doing. Come with us.
Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you now. Oh, Lord, we need you now. Send it on down. Send your mercy. Send your blessings. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, send your blessings, send your blessings, send them on down, in the name of Jesus, God for your glory, God for your glory, God for your glory, send it on down, send your blessings, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, we need you. Lord, we need you. Oh, we need you. Yes, Lord. Send on your blessings. Yes, Lord. Send it on down. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Lord, yes, 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 Lord, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way, your way. Your way, Lord. Right now, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Right now, Lord. Right now, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Mm. Help us, Lord.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Well, we always like to check in at the prayer cells and see how everybody's coming along. Look like they're coming pretty good. They're singing and they'll be going into the Word eventually or shortly. And it's just a wonderful thing that we can all meet and just keep the fire burning in the prayer cells and in the prayer groups and the prayer chapters. You know, it's an amazing thing when we can just join hearts and hands all over the globe and talk to a living God and expect Him to move in our behalf. I'm telling you, we have a Heavenly Father who is concerned about us, who care about us. Glory be to God. If we will delight ourselves in Him, He will delight in us. And we give the Lord praise. For those of you who would like to contact us, remember, you can always reach us through another email. That is hourof@aol.com, hour of H for Harry, O for one, U for unity, R for Richard, O for one, F for Frank, hourof@aol.com. Let us hear from you. We just want to know how we are being a blessing. Glory be to God. And for those of you who may not have an email, you can simply write to us. And the address is 229 General Scriven Way. 229 General Scriven Way, Suite 214, Hinesville, Georgia, 31313. Hallelujah. And we most certainly will respond back to you. So let us know how this blessing is blessing you. And in the meantime, we will look forward again to tomorrow. The Lord say the same. Hallelujah. Just share a moment with you to see how you're doing and to encourage your heart. Now, right before we go, just share a verse of scripture and then we'll say a prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There was a time in the life of Israel that they had been winning so many victories. And as they were winning so many victories, they made a lot of enemies. Glory be to God. But they were so busy winning victories that they did not realize that they had enemies that were scheming against them. And you know the story about King Balak. He saw the defeat of one of his buddy friends by the name of Sihon and Og. They were defeated by the Israelis, and then he just knew in his heart that he was next. And as he operated in fear, he sent for one of the most powerful sorcerers named Balaam, Israelite. And the king told him, he says, if you will come and curse these people, I will give you a great reward. And you know the story, as Balaam set out on his journey, riding his donkey, to go, hallelujah, and curse the children of Israel, that God sent an angel to stop him. And while he was riding the donkey, he did not see the angel from the Lord walking in front of him with this sword of fire, ablaze. But the donkey saw it, and it frightened the donkey. It frightened the donkey so much that the donkey began to run away. The donkey was afraid of what he saw because it was a fearsome sight, the angel of the Lord carrying a sword, and the sword is on fire. This sword is a flaming sword. And it frightened the donkey.
that Balaam was riding on. And then Balaam got mad with the donkey, remember? And he took his whip and he began to whip the donkey because he did not see what the donkey saw. And glory be to God. To make a long story short, the donkey tried his best, hallelujah, to get away from what he saw. Then he got between a rock and a hard place. Remember, the angel of the Lord moved ahead to a narrow path between that stone, between two stone walls, and the donkey and Balaam both were trapped. They couldn't go any further. And Balaam was mad at the donkey, and he began to whip the donkey, and he probably would have killed the donkey if it had not been for God. And then, as he was just, oh, my Lord, being mean and cruel to the donkey, hallelujah, and yelling and beating the donkey, then the Lord allowed the donkey's mouth to speak. The donkey opened his mouth and began to talk. And the donkey began to talk back to his master and say, "Master, haven't I always been your faithful donkey? Have I ever served you poorly?" And then Balaam said, "Yes, but now you're making me look foolish." Now Balaam realized he's talking to a donkey. Has he gone bananas? Has he gone berserk? He is actually talking, holding a conversation with an animal beast. He's holding a conversation with his donkey. But then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes to see what the donkey saw. The donkey was able to see more than what his master saw. His master was blind and could not see what he saw. But then the Lord opened his eyes, the master's eyes, Balaam's eyes, so he could see what the donkey. And when he opened his eyes, oh my God, he saw the angel of the Lord with this sword flaming on fire. And then the angel spoke to him and let him know, "You ought to be ashamed for beating your donkey. Your donkey has served you well, and now you're mad at your donkey. You should be ashamed for mistreating your donkey and beating your donkey like that. Had it not been for your donkey, the angel of the Lord said, I would have killed you three times by now. But you are beating the main beast. You are beating the main one, the main, hallelujah, glory be to God. You're beating the main one that I use to spare your life. If it hadn't been for your donkey, you would have been dead. And you're beating up your donkey. Look, don't curse your blessing. You're set out on a path to curse the people of God. And while you're en route to curse the people of God, you're even bringing a curse to your donkey, the donkey who has served you well. Don't curse your donkey. Because if it had not been for your donkey, don't beat up your donkey. Because if it hadn't been for your donkey, you would have been killed three times by now, the angel of the Lord told him. Glory be to God. And it wasn't until the Lord got his attention that he fell to his knees and he said, "I have sinned. I'm so sorry." That he was able to repent. He says, "I'm so sorry. Tell me, what is it you want me to do? And I promise I will do it." And then the angel of the Lord told him, he said, "I need you to go prophesy for Balak. But I warn you that you must only speak what the Lord tells you. No, you cannot curse the children of Israel, because I have commanded blessings to come upon them. This day you cannot curse them, because I have commanded blessings to come upon," oh my God, "to come upon the Israelites." Isn't that amazing? Glory be to God. You can't curse them because I have already commanded blessings. Oh my God. Oh my God. Balak was upset at the word. And when Balaam went his way and told King Balak what the Lord had said, Balak was upset. He was upset. But you know what? There was nothing he could do. There was nothing he could do because he could not stand in the way of the blessings. Now get this. Some of you are getting ready to be blessed. The blessing of the Lord is headed to your house, is headed to your life, is headed to your corporation, your business, your family, your physical body. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord is headed your way because the Lord God has commanded a blessing to come to your house. A blessing from God has been commanded to find you because it's got your name on it and it's been commanded to come to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are marked for a blessing. Hallelujah. And the enemy cannot curse you because God has already commanded a blessing. Hallelujah. To find you. Oh, my God. Look, we won't have time to finish today, but just know, glory be to God, your blessing is looking for you because God has commanded the blessing, hallelujah, to visit you, your home, your family, and everything that concerns you. Let's bow our heads now. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for the blessings. And can't nobody curse what you have already commanded the blessings. We thank you, Father, for everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you have commanded blessings. Everyone under the sound of my voice, and we speak what you have commanded. Blessings, 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 blessings. The blessings of the Lord rest, rule, and abide upon you, dear heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And may you enjoy the peace of God all in your circle and in your area, in your jurisdiction, in your region. The blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Rest, rule, and abide with you throughout this day and throughout the rest of this month. In Jesus' name, we call it done. And everybody say, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, don't forget to let us hear from you. The contact, you may go to the email address. That's ourof@aol.com. H for Harry, O for one, U for unity, R for Richard, O for one, F for Frank, ourof@aol.com, or simply write to us. And the mailing address is 229 General Scriven, Suite 214, Hinesville, Georgia, 31313. God bless you all. And until we meet again real soon, keep on praying because prayer does change things. We love you all with the love of God, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.